News and Talk Station.
The AfricaCom, the largest gathering of seriously some of the best minds in the industries of technology, telecommunications and media, concluded in Cape Town this past Thursday. And I was lucky enough to be part of the AfricaCom TV team who got to interview some incredible minds in this space. And one of those was that of Michelle Atagana, head of communications at Google South Africa. And one of the things that was going to happen soon after AfricaCom was the Launchpad Accelerator program being announced. And Mish joins me on the line now. Mish, very good morning and lovely to chat to you again.
Hi, Africa. Maybe I should sing my John Legend song first before we begin.
You've opened that gate, so you're going to have to go through it now. Which is your favorite John Legend song, Mish?
I feel that John Legend might get might feel a bit weird with me singing terribly to his one of his beautiful songs. Funny enough, Glory is one of my favorite. But Stay With You, which is on his first album, is incredible. So those going to see John Legend, I hope he plays that tonight.
Is that you trying to get out of having to sing Stay With You?
Yeah, definitely getting out of that. But yes, so good to chat to you again. I'm back in Joburg now, so I said goodbye to Cape Town yesterday.
Well, hopefully you'll be back here soon enough. Talk to us about Google South Africa's Launchpad Accelerator program.
Yeah, so the Launchpad Accelerator program is a global program that we have to support entrepreneurs who are hoping to accelerate their business to the next level. And what we did on Thursday was launch Launchpad Africa, which is Africa-specific program for African entrepreneurs. And what that means is that we've opened up applications for startups from across Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Ghana, Uganda, Tanzania, and a couple other countries to apply to be part of a 3-month residency program in Lagos, where they will get support from us. We'll fly them there. We'll take care of their accommodation and their travel. And we will introduce them to some of the best minds in the industry, not just on the African continent, but globally as well, to mentor, to help them think about how to take their business to the next level and how to think about access to other markets as well.
And what are you hoping to see then at the conclusion of these 3 months? So let's imagine Africa Milan has started up a startup in the tech space. I get lucky enough to be selected after the application process. I go to Lagos. I'm there for 3 months. I'm exposed to all of these months. And I'm supposed to get out of that with what?
Well, hopefully with a bit more knowledge, some connection to possibly help you collaborate with other African entrepreneurs, mentorship and advice that will help you think about the next level of your business, and hopefully a better business than you had before.
And what sort of, you know, we said startup, I suppose, would allow you to qualify, but what sort of startups are you looking for? What individuals are you looking for?
Well, so right now, I mean, obviously, tech is important to us. So, you know, it is a startup, but it's also entrepreneurs who are in the early. So we're not looking for people who have, quote unquote, made it. We need entrepreneurs in the early stages who need this kind of support, who need to start thinking about their business and scalability of their business. We need to look at entrepreneurs who are going to help create Africa's jobs of the future, because big companies don't create new jobs. Small companies do. And we're hoping that these 10, so there'll be about in the first cohort, which we've opened up application now, there should be about 10 entrepreneurs who get invited to that cohort. And I think through the course of the 3 years that we're running this for, we'll see hopefully about 60 entrepreneurs go through the program.
And we should note that the application period is now open until the 11th of December. How do people apply, Mish?
Literally just go onto the website, if you just Google Launchpad Africa, you should get to it. But it's also on our page, Google Africa. Go onto the website, click apply and apply.
As simple as that. I should say that what was most exciting for me, and I witnessed that at AfricaCom, but also every time I have conversations of this nature, is that one, we are seeing an increase of Africa-led technical or technology-based solutions to some of our everyday challenges. And it's no longer just taking something that has worked in America or Europe and trying to apply it in an African context. We actually are now coming up with those solutions because our challenges are unique to us, aren't they?
Absolutely. Africans, but a lot of people, so I was on a panel and someone was going, when are Africans going to create the big unicorn companies? The truth of the matter is, Africans have. When you look at a company like Amazon's AWS, that was built out of Cape Town. That was an African company that was acquired. So, you know, Africans have been doing this, and there's definitely more to come. And Africans are thinking about, what does the average African need? What problem do they have that I can solve? What problem does exist that they don't even know they have that I can solve? Because we all didn't know we had a problem hailing taxis until Uber told us we did. We all didn't know that we had a problem ordering food until Mr. Delivery told us we did. So, you know, there's so many interesting companies that are out there. And I think in the next decade, we're going to see a lot coming from Africa.
Cannot wait to see what comes out of the Launchpad Accelerator. Thank you very much to Misha Tagana, Head of Communications at Google South Africa. All you have to look for is Launchpad Accelerator and apply, and it is open to startup individuals and organizations who will then be taken early part of next year to Lagos and really exposed to 3 months of incredible ingenuity in the space and some of the best leading minds, and most importantly, the networks that you can form from that. The first class will start in early 2018, with more classes to be hosted in 2018 and beyond. Applicants must be technology startups based in sub-Saharan Africa, targeting the African market, and have already raised seed funding. Google will look at the problem teams are trying to solve and how they create value for users. So do go and search for Google Launchpad Accelerator and apply. You have until the 11th of December to do so.